الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم. بھائی عابد، آپ اپنی بیٹی مریم کی طرف سے وکیل ہیں کہ آپ نے اپنی وکالت سے مسلمانوں کی اس مجلس کے روبرو مریم کی ذات کو مولانا یوسف آدم کے نکاح میں بعوض نقد مہر فاطمی دیا. بیٹا یوسف، عابد بھائی سلیمان مٹک نے اپنی صاحبزادی مریم کو آپ کے نکاح میں بعوض نقد مہر فاطمی دیا، آپ نے اسے اپنے نکاح میں قبول کیا؟ بارک اللہ لک و بارک علیک و جمع بینکما فی خیر. عبدالسلام بھائی، آپ اسماعیل بھائی بھولا کی صاحبزادی صوفیہ کی طرف سے وکیل ہیں کہ آپ نے اپنی وکالت سے مسلمانوں کی اس مجلس کے روبرو صوفیہ کی ذات کو بعوض مہر فاطمی محمد شکیل حافظ جی کے نکاح میں دیا. بھائی محمد شکیل، عبدالسلام بھائی بھولا نے اپنی نیس صوفیہ اسماعیل بھولا کو آپ کے نکاح میں دیا بعوض مہر فاطمی، آپ نے اسے اپنے نکاح میں قبول کیا؟ بارک اللہ لک و بارک علیک و جمع بینکما فی خیر واخرج منکما الطیب. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی رسولہ سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. اللهم بارک لنا فیما اعطیتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضیت لنا. اللهم بارک لهم فیما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم. اللهم الف بینهما کما الفت بین الصالحین والصالحات وكما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم. I would just like to mention two points in regards to nikah. The first point is for the young people. Those of you who have reached marriageable age and you have no valid reason not to get married, then you must go from here with a firm resolution to get married as soon as possible. Marriage is a fort. It protects a person from many major sins. We have all come here at the 25th annual youth conference of the Islamic Dawah Academy with the resolve to prepare for the life hereafter. And there are two ways of preparing ourselves for the life hereafter. One is to do good things, and second is to abstain from wrong things. And in order to do good and abstain from bad, we have to use the resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us towards. And one source is marriage. As a result of marriage, a person settles down, and shaitan and nafs finds it very difficult to entice him. So these two grooms, they are also young like you. And they have decided to settle down. So please, I urge each and every young Muslim, male, female, both. There are so many young daughters who are listening at home. Do not delay nikah without a valid reason, valid Shari'i reason. Do not delay nikah. Try to get married as soon as possible. I hope my young friends will and my young daughters at home will pay attention to this. Please. If you don't realize in this world the benefits of nikah, inshallah in the hereafter you will. So this is the first thing. Second thing, to the parents and the elders of the community, that make nikah simple. Make nikah simple. During the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no hue and cry during nikah times. So much so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to find out after nikah that his sahabi has got married. And we are not talking about ordinary sahaba. We are talking about those sahaba who were given the glad tidings of Jannah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the most virtuous. Thereafter the other three khulafa, Umar, Usman and Ali radiallahu anhum. And thereafter the remaining six companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who belong to the group of 10 sahaba who were given the glad tidings of Jannah in one gathering. All the sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, all approximately 124,000 sahaba were given the glad tidings of Jannah by the Quran. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. That Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knower of the unseen, knower of the future. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his knowledge, if it was that a particular sahabi was going to make such errors that would land him in Jahannam, that would make Allah unhappy, he would not have said that Allah is happy with all of them. Allama Khattabi rahimahullahu ta'ala says, that when Allah becomes happy with somebody, that is a sign that this person is not going to do anything that will displease Allah in the future. So all the sahaba were given the glad tidings of Jannah. But the asharah mubasharah, the term asharah mubasharah, that the 10 sahaba who were given the glad tidings of Jannah, that means who were given the glad tidings of Jannah in one go, in one gathering. Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Usman fil Jannah. So the best people amongst the Ummah, the best person is Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Usman, then Ali, and then the remaining six, and then the Badriyin, the remaining from the 313. So from the 10 who were given the glad tidings, the best, the cream of the Sahaba, from amongst them, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, after migration, he gets married, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't know. It is only when he comes into the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observes a special type of perfume on him, which people used to use only during wedding days in those days. So he said, you have got married? So he said, yes, I have married. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no objection to that. Oh, you got married, you didn't even tell me? No, nothing. The first question he was, how much mahar did you give? No complaint. He was concerned about the Sahabi that he had migrated. He is settling down in Medina Munawwara. He doesn't have too much wealth. So how much did he have to pay as dowry? So concern. So please, my friends, please, again I'm saying this, that we have all gathered here to make our hereafter better. The objective of this annual youth conference of the Islamic Dawah Academy is to connect ourselves and connect the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we live to live our lives according to the ways shown by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So simple weddings. So the young ones try to get married as soon as possible. I think I should say two things to the elders. Get them married quickly as well. There are so many families where the son wants to get married, the daughter wants to get married, the parents are not prepared. Where will you stay? Where will you eat from? You are not working, you haven't found a job. The bride that is coming in your home, the wow that is coming in your home, the daughter-in-law, where is she eating from at this moment? Everybody comes in this world with his or her own rizq. So at the moment, Allah is providing her in her father's home. When she gets married, Allah will provide the husband with his rizq. And sometimes as a result of the wife, because her rizq is more, she has been given more larger share of rizq, as a result of the wife coming in the house, the husband finds a very good job as well, with a very good income. Once a sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am suffering from poverty. I can't find job, no income." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Get married." So this is the solution. Getting married is the solution. Because the daughter-in-law will come with her own risk, and as a result of her risk, Allah will grant the husband a good job, inshallah. So have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And simple weddings. Simple weddings. Even the young people, they should extravagance. We spend so much money only on wedding dresses. The ladies only on wedding dress, which they will wear only for one day. Not even 24 hours. Maybe a few hours only. They spend £500, £700, £800. With £700, £800, you can feed so many families in Indonesia who are suffering as a result of tsunami. Everybody is not well off like we are. So please think about those who are deserving and who are deprived throughout the world. So get married as soon as possible. Get your children married as soon as possible. And number two, simple weddings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Jazakumullahu khairan.